I'm beside myself with excitement. You need to get over yourself. I think you have an overdeveloped sense of self. Man, they are just so selfless. You know, we talk a lot about self, and today, in this day and age, it's a big thing. So let's talk about it right here, right now, on the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and in this week's episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about ourselves. In the previous episodes, we've been talking about the image of God and how God made man in his image. But today we want to talk more about our self-image. And man, when it comes to self-image, that is some big business. There are entire book series. I was going to say bookshelves, but you don't go into the bookstore so much anymore. Bookstores are kind of going away. There are some. There's a couple good ones in town still, but bookstores aren't as big as they used to be because now we, you know, have our e-readers, our Kindles, or whatever else we use, and we're more apt to read things electronically. But either way, my point being that self-help's a big thing. And now you watch the videos and, you know, DIY or DYI, do it yourself. DIY, that's it, do it yourself, yes. And a lot of self-improvement, you know, how do you deal with this? How do you deal with this? And whether, you know, makeup and beauty and trying to look your best, or fitness and trying to, you know, put up the pictures of yourself that way. And we're big on self-improvement. And we're in a culture more than ever of celebrating ourselves. Now you think back to the olden days. And I don't mean the olden days like the 1950s. I mean like way back in previous civilizations and stuff. You know, you had the king or the warlord or the emperor or whoever he was, and he tended to be like the center of attention. You know, the pharaohs thought they were like God. Yeah, the Roman emperor. And so what would they do? They would put up images of themselves. And they would, you know, put the picture on the coin. And they would build statues, and sometimes you might worship the leader because he was, you know, the big guy. And so even, you know, go back to Russia. And even today in the United States, you walk into a government building and there's the leader's picture on the wall, an image of the leader. So what we want to do today is talk about this idea of image, but in terms of self-image. So we've talked about the idea of God making us as his image, but now we're talking about an image of ourselves. And really thinking about the fact that our culture today, our Western culture, our American culture, and I don't just mean social media. I mean deeper than that, has really become a function and deeply based on, in a way that I think previous generations didn't, a full expression and realization and celebration of self and of ourselves. I mean, when I grew up, and when some of us grew up, you know, back in the olden days, you think about how media worked. Media was much less diverse. You basically had three networks, NBC, CBS, and ABC, and depending on where you lived, you might have access to all three on TV, but if you lived in the woods, maybe you only could get one or two. And they gave you the news, and you might read the paper, and it gave you the news. And then you watched what was on, and a lot of people watched the same show. And, you know, when MASH was on, a lot of people watched MASH, or All in the Family, or Andy Griffith, going back in time. And then we had a common discussion about these things because everybody had seen them. Everybody had watched them. You think about even today, you know, there are shows like The Big Bang Theory, which is wrapping up or just wrapped up, and or the Game of Thrones, and there's a lot of people who've watched those, and yet not as many people as watch MASH. Not as many, because why? Well, it's more diverse now. I have Netflix and I have Amazon Prime, and between those two, I have a lot of options, way more options than I had as a kid, of what I want to watch. And what is it built around, and what is this new technology? How it's not just easier to watch. That's not just it. It's not just that it's easier to watch. It's easier to watch what I want. I no longer have to go through the TV guide and pick from three things. Now, if I don't want to watch it, there's something else I do want to watch. And I can tailor my watching experience to my preferences. And I build my own watch list. And so it's not just simply that I have more options. The whole experience has been rebuilt through technology. It's been rebuilt to cater to my desires, myself. And even on Netflix, we don't really use it because my wife and I don't usually watch much independently of each other. But on Netflix, I can have her profile and my profile. And I could set profiles up for the children. Not going to, but good. Because, well, we each have our individual curated state. And you have, so now we have digital music where you can make your own station and not let somebody else pick what you listen to. And we more and more using our technology to accomplish it. But it's not our technology, it's us. We want everything to center around ourselves, and even the news. You know, if I'm conservative or at least a Trump supporter, conservative or not, then well, I'm going to watch Fox News, and I'm not going to watch CNN or MSNBC. And then if I'm liberal, I'm not going to watch Fox News. I'm going to watch CNN or MSNBC because I want the news I want, and I want the news to tell me what I already think, and I don't want to hear the other stuff. And so in every sense, I have created a media environment that isn't about the media, it's about me. And we carry around what we used to call phones. We still call them phones. I still carry around my phone, but you know, when I carry around my phone, the thing I least like to do with it is talk. Its primary name, phone, is the primary thing I don't use it for. I use it as a computer. I use it to surf, Facebook, take pictures, send texts, email. I will talk on it and I do take calls, but that's my least favorite thing and the thing I probably use it the least for. But what do we do with these phones? What do they now, so many of them include? A camera, but most of them include two cameras. There's a camera pointing out at the world, and then there's the other camera, which points back at you. And of course, they call it the selfie camera because it's for taking selfies. And we've taken so many pictures of ourselves that it's created a name, the selfie, and now they have sticks so you can take a better one. And so they call it a selfie stick. And it's designed to help you take pictures of yourself. And then we have Facebook and Instagram and these different technologies, and they are so we can take these pictures and promote them. They're our channel about us. And YouTube is about you. It's so you can present yourself. And so our culture has become very self-centered. And I don't mean self-centered in that we're just selfish, though we can be very selfish. But even in our being nice, not being jerks, we still express ourselves. And we see expressing ourselves as the most important thing. And so then some of the big issues of today, what are some of the big social issues that religious people, or at least some religious people, conservative religious people, and the world are fighting over. Well, one of them is abortion. And what is one of the big central questions of abortion? That it's my body, and nobody can tell me what to do with it. And yeah, I mean, we end up with a debate about, well, is it a baby, or is it just a piece of, you know, flesh that can be removed, like a tumor, or you know, just something unwanted, or is it a individual life worthy of protection? But that's not how it's framed. I listened just this week to a pro-choice person who, when hearing a defense about, hey, let's take care of the baby, she said, well, that's offensive to me, because it's all about the mom. The woman needs to be able to do whatever she wants. And that's the position. But that's an expression of the idea that self. And so then with sexuality, the same thing. Whatever I feel in my heart, in me, especially my sexuality of how I want to express that part of me, my identity, is considered sacred now. And nobody should tell me that anything about me is wrong in how I feel and how I want to express myself. Nobody should prevent that. To do so is to hate me. And that's a central value of our culture today. And that's why it becomes so emotionally charged, because then if somebody else comes along and says, well, that's that expression of self is wrong, man, you're just an evil person. You must hate people. If you reject my expression of self. And that is, those are the lines that are being drawn in the battles of today. And it comes down to, is self the ultimate or not? And our culture says it is. It is. And that some of the highest values we can aspire to is the full and complete expression of self. And of course, the Bible, the Word of God, says different. And that's why it's so offensive. Because Jesus said you have to give up yourself. And so often we look to the Bible and we want the Bible to affirm us. And so we come right back to turning the Bible into about us. And we say, well, you know, the Bible's going to tell me how to be a better person and how to more fully realize who I am. And the Bible's like, actually, no, I'm here to help you more fully realize who God is. And it's not supposed to be about you. And that's offensive. Because it's supposed to be about me. And yet Jesus said, if anyone's going to come after me, they have to deny themselves. Deny myself? Oh my word, but myself is sacred to me. And that's the problem. And yet so many of us, regardless of where our morals fall or our politics fall, are primarily concerned with protecting, promoting, and affirming us. Ourself. And it poisons our relationships, and it poisons our politics, it poisons our very life. Think today, how much of you is centered around you? And are you ready to deny yourself? Thank you for listening to The Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.